7:25 at WEOL, time for our talk with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Rose, and by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. Bob, our topic has changed all over the weekend from everything to talk about. When Friday comes around, I'm thinking, okay, we got some hitting going on. Yesterday, exciting game getting on the national television, so I'm thinking about that. And then we get the story about Zach Plesac kind of sent home. Wow, this season is filled with all sorts of strange stories, I'll tell you that.
It sure is. Good morning, gentlemen. Zach Plesac put out an apology yesterday. He knows better. He got the best of him. He grew up about an hour outside of Chicago in northwest Indiana. Excuse me. And he just felt after pitching a wonderful game that he wanted to see his family and friends and made a bad decision. What I liked about the whole scenario, if you followed along on Twitter, Shane Bieber and Mike Clevenger were quick to jump on Zach and say that, Clevenger said, Daddy doesn't need to get involved, meeting the Cleveland Indians organization or Terry Francona or Chris Antonetti, that the players will take care of it themselves, that they'll police this. And in one way, they're pretty proud. We just played 17 straight days, had 17 straight games to start this season before an off day, which today is a much, much needed off day for our guys. So we got every game in. Can't say that for every team in Major League Baseball. So that's a plus. And I think they've all taken pride in the fact that they've played all 17 games and have gotten to this point and have had that commitment to discipline that's necessary. So I think knowing Zach as I do, he feels horrible. But the moment got away from him to see family and friends, and he knows better.
Yeah, it's strange when that's kind of a serious offense, just seeing family and friends. Through the history of baseball and sports and players, there's a lot of other things that could happen with them. Now, you mentioned the Indians are off. In fact, this is kind of an easy week. They got two off days.
All of a sudden we have nothing to start. I think we're the only team that started the season 17 straight days without an off day, and then all of a sudden we have today as an off day, and then the Cubs come to Cleveland for two, and then we have an off day on Thursday, then we go to Detroit for three, and then we have another off day, and then we go to Pittsburgh for three. So, we've got a little bit of rest coming up in the next week or so. But we're playing good ball. Like I said, first and foremost, we got through all 17 ball games. Everybody's healthy. We've put ourselves in a position after these 17. We're a half game out, playing some really interesting baseball. Our pitching has been the best in Major League Baseball. Our offense is starting to come around a little bit. So it's been fun.
You spoke about the pitching as well. And our hitting, we kind of had clumps of hitting. Some hitting, no hitting. A lot of zeros there on either side that happened over the last week. But maybe that's somewhat to be expected early on. I wonder if the pitching has the advantage early on in like any season or particularly this year. I don't know how that's happening across Major League Baseball, but for us, it's obviously been a blessing.
Yeah, no, there's pitching has been dominating over hitting thus far early. You've got a number of teams that have team batting averages under 200, which is just unthinkable. For some reason, just the summer camp, as it was called, guys getting enough reps, in the batting cages and against live pitching. But when you go up against big leaguers, and it really also shows that there is a real commitment by a whole lot of starting pitchers to keep themselves in shape. You know, they all found some sandlot, some mound, and somebody to that's capable of catching a big leaguer to stay in shape and do their work. I know we put an awful lot of work into that. Our guys videotaping their sessions and sitting down and talking to one of our many pitching coaches. Our minor leaguers are doing that right now. With no minor league baseball season, it's all virtual. They get their workouts, they get in the batting cages, or they get on the mound and everything's videotaped, and they spend time with coaches going over it remotely. The idea here is we must be flexible in these times.
Bob, has there been any feedback from the players regarding the sound pumped into the different stadiums?
No. If some ballpark does something a little different than we do, they'll ask and say, hey, that sounded pretty good, or, you know, what if we did X, Y, and Z? But they like it. Vitally important to have that atmosphere, that extra sound coming into the ballpark. I've been to our place for all the home games, and you sit there, and it's a very odd place to be when you have to sit all alone and watch a ball game, and you have a mask on. And if it wasn't for the music or the crowd noise, it would be truly odd. So I think, Major League Baseball did provide some background crowd noise. So there was some consistency in every ballpark. But each team is allowed to add and do whatever they feel is necessary to create the atmosphere that the hometown team would like.
Like the John Adams drum. That's something that's unique for us, for sure.
Yes, indeed. We do have that. We do have that.
So an off day, so they're staying basically in Chicago, because they play the Cubs for two games.
Well, no, the Cubs are here in Cleveland.
Sorry, okay, yeah.
So, we came home. We came home last night, and I'm sure our guys are going to get a whole lot of sleep. I doubt anybody, unless they really need trainers' attention or they want to just get some swings in or it's a bullpen day for a pitcher. There'll be a few people at the ballpark today, and then we get ready for a quick two-game homestand, and then we're back on the road to Detroit and Pittsburgh with some off days there, as we talked about. One thing I want to mention, go to Cleveland Indians Charities on our webpage, indians.com/50/50. This raffle goes another week, and it's up over, I think, 120,000 now or something like that. So dive into that if you want to help us do some good work in the community. Never needed more than ever the assistance with the Cleveland schools and the Boys and Girls Clubs of Northeast Ohio. They need our assistance, especially the digital divide. You know, we are helping to bridge that gap with a number of different initiatives that we have. So check it out if you like playing 50-50 raffles. Our first one got up to about 280,000. This one's right now with a week to go at about 120. So help Indians Charities out and have some fun in the process.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time, Bob.
Thank you, boys.
Talk to you again next Monday.
Go try.
Our talk with Bob DiBiasio, all about Indians baseball, brought to you by EcoTree Services and your Northridge convenience, Sunoco.